Then he drowns as he goes under.
Now, what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
It'll crawl. You have to crawl before you walk.
And little girl is saying her prayer. She got by her bed and she did
knelt down.
Knelt down, okay. And said her prayers. Somebody who was sick and they couldn't get out of bed, you say, they were sick all morning, they just couldn't get up. They just
lay there.
Lay in bed?
Lay in bed.
You might have often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But when I wake up, I can't remember what I've
dreamt.
What I dreamt. You might say, I dreamed I was falling, but right before I hit the ground, I
waked up. I have.
That, I guess that happens just about everybody. Mm-hmm.
And they said dreams are not but a second so long.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. And you think you have dreamt all night, but said dreams are just a second long.
You ever dreamed in color, Miss?
Color?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Those are vivid, aren't they? Do you need to get that?
Sure, get it.
Oh. Have you ever dreamed you were flying?
No. Mm-mm.
I used to dream that all the time. I'd be standing on the ground and I'd jump up and I'd be flying like that. It's a great feeling, even for a dream.
Well, I tell you.
I guess that's the great thing about people. Yeah, people, we can dream. Animals can't.
They can sleep. I don't know whether they're dreaming or not, but they can sleep.
That's right. Now, if you had a sack of groceries, say, and you didn't have a car, you might have to pick it up and...
Carry it,
okay. Now, if a child was reaching towards a piece of... fine glass and you didn't want him to touch it, and you might say, what?
Don't do that.
Don't
you touch that.
Don't you touch that. Say you were working in the kitchen and you needed something, you might tell your daughter, you might
Sally?
Ma'am?
Don't let the apples burn.
I'm doing all right.
Okay. You might say, run. If you needed a knife, you might say, run.
Run, get me a knife.
Run.
Bring me another.
Fetch me one.
I wouldn't say fetch. I don't like that word.
Okay. Now, when you're young, you might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and you
caught it.
Okay. Now to get a boat up on the land, you
pull it up, I reckon.
Okay, and then to get it back out, you
push it out.
Push it out. You might say to somebody, let's meet in town. There's no hurry. If I get there first, I'll... Wait for you. And if you had somebody that hang around the house and he'd been working for you, saying he wasn't doing a good job, you want to get rid of him, you...
I'm fine.
Yeah. You might say, I just want to get what?
Rid of him.
I want to get what?
Rid of him.
Get shed of him.
Shed of him. Rid of him. Shed of him. Either.
I want to get shed of that guy. Mm-hmm. And after you discharge him, he might say, oh, please just give me one more
chance.
One more chance.
And I'd do it.
I think you would because you're so nice. Somebody who had a smile on their face all the time and was always had a pleasant word for somebody, you might say, he seems to be in a good...
Good humor.
Now, if somebody maybe didn't know what was going on, you might say, but somebody didn't know what was going on, but they wanted to make people think they did, so they
pretended to They knew, I reckon.
Okay, he made out like?
Made out like, or pretended he knew.
Okay. If a boy left his best pencil on the desk and he came back and it was gone, he might say, who?
Who got my pencil?
Yeah.
Wouldn't say who stole it, I don't guess.
Who swiped it?
Who swiped it? Who took my pencil? Like with the other day at the church, we were filling out some blanks, and one boy borrowed a pen from another boy, and he didn't give it back to him. He carried it on in, went on in church and sat down, and this boy said, here, give me that pen, that's the way I got it.
Twice a week. She lived at the court at the end of Nola, Mississippi.